Yes, hello?
Hello, is that better?
Yeah, man, this is way better.
That's what I thought. I was having a lot of trouble with that, so thank you for your patience with me, okay?
Yes, no problem.
Now, my name is Randy Reese. As I mentioned, I am on a recorded line, and you do want to see if you meet the criteria, correct, to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
All right, hang on with me a second, young man. Let me just get this set up for you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Now, were you yourself or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
It was you?
It is me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What is your name?
Thank you, sir. My name is Travion Wright.
Travion. I'm going to get that. I just, for now, wanted to know who I'm talking to, Mr. Wright, okay? Thank you, Travion. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate? Yes, sir. Travion, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, Travion, you've not signed any other documents with another law firm. Is that correct? Yes, you've not done that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. That was housekeeping. I appreciate that. Now, were you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, is that correct?
Yes.
Sorry to hear that. Do you, by any chance, happen to know the subtype of the NHL? Was it like B lymphoma? Do you know B-cell lymphoma?
It was B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. I went right to that one. I will tell you that there's about 50 different subtypes, but that seems to be the most common one with this Roundup. Was there any other non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you're aware of?
No, I was only diagnosed with B-cell.
Okay, perfect. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
And I truly am sorry that you had to go through this after spraying the Roundup. So let's see what I could do to help you.
Thank
okay?
you. It was painful. Yeah,
I know it.
It.
I do know that. I do know that. Okay.
I try not to think about it.
Now, were you diagnosed between 2005 and present?
No, I was diagnosed in May 2017.
Okay, May 20th of 2017. So, yes, that is between 2005 and present, so thank you.
Okay.
You're good. Did you, Travion, did you use Roundup at home, work, or just at home most of the time?
At home.
Okay, perfect. Now, when you were at home, did anyone else in your household or neighbors use the herbicide, or was it just you?
No, it was just me.
Okay.
Using it for the grass and stuff outside the house.
Okay. Are you still at the? Of course, I've used it too, sir. Believe me. Have you? Are you still at the same location where you use the Roundup? Because the question is can you give me the home address where you used Roundup at?
No, sir.
Okay. What is the address? The previous address then?
It was in California.
Okay. Do you know what street it was on?
The address is 608 West Lawrence.
Lawrence or Florence?
Yeah, West 608 West Florence Ave.
Gotcha.
Los Angeles.
I know where that is. It's by the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Yeah, it's somewhere. it's around in that area. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Okay. And don't forget, sir, that if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about Roundup, you're going to know how to get a hold of me. I'll give you my number and all that. So, actually, I already did, but make sure you give them my name and number, okay? Now, when you were diagnosed, were you between the ages of 18 and 79 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
I was 31 years old.
Thank you. I'm going to make a note. It's going to ask it again, so bear with me. And do you have – I don't need it for this phone call, but do you have your birth certificate?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Now, how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
6 years.
6 years, perfect. Now, throughout that 6 years, did you spray it for at least 10 days or more? And I don't mean in a row, just overall. If you counted up the number of times that you used Roundup, was it more than 10 days?
Yeah, I use it four times. I use it four times within a month.
Four times a month. I'm going to ask that, but I'm going to make a note here to make it easier for us. Now, are we on a smartphone?
Yes.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask, I'm going to just go down a list of illnesses here. All I need to hear is yes or no, okay? Have you had any organ transplants?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus?
You said lymphoma? No.
Lupus.
Wait,
lupus.
You said
lupus. Lupus.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to make sure that is the correct word.
Okay. Okay. Lupus is no, correct?
Yes.
HIV yes. AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis
I have
C?
No, sir.
I only have a couple more, I promise. Bear with me, okay?
Oh, okay.
rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
No?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
And then other than the cancer that we're talking about you got from Roundup, have you had any, and you already kind of said this, but have you had any other chemotherapy or anything other than what we were talking about today? Any other cancer?
No.
Perfect.
No.
Any family history of cancer that you're aware of?
No.
All right. So the main diagnosis that we're talking about here today is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, here comes the fun part. Yes. Please spell your first name for me.
T-R-A-V as Victor, I-O-N.
And last name?
It's W-R-I-G-H-T.
Perfect. And is there any suffix to your name, Junior, Senior, anything like that?
No, sir. Just Travion Wright, straightforward.
Gotcha. What's your? Please confirm your gender.
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
You are single. Okay. And
yes.
Can you please provide me with your Social Security number?
It's 566-950643.
Thank you. And your date of birth, young man?
Is 09/21/1986.
Perfect. I have September 21st, 1986. Now,
yes,
sir, the next question, there is no right or wrong answer. It could have been you saw our ad on the internet or social media or TV. Mm-hmm. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer? It may have been the doctor told. I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I see it on social media.
Okay. Thank you. That's probably the number one place that people tell me they heard about it.
I see it all the time.
Is that – when do you think you first might have said – when do you think the light went off that said, hey, maybe my injuries might have been related to Roundup? When do you think that was? There's no right or wrong answer, keep in mind.
What was it? Wait, say it again? You were going in and out.
When do you think you first became aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Was
all
it
like 6 months ago?
About a month ago? Okay.
Six months ago.
Oh, when you saw the ad then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Makes sense. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. About 6 months ago. So let's see. Maybe not put about May. All right. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
You are exactly my height. How much do you weigh?
About like 160.
Yeah. We could be brothers. Except I'm a lot older. Okay.
hey, that I do need.
What is your best email there, sir?
It's MelandTray, 18@gmail.com.
I think I got it, actually. It's MEL, so it's MelandTray, 18@gmail.com. So MelandTray,
no.
18.
Yes,
no.
MelandTray, 18@gmail.com.
I actually did get it. Okay, sorry.
It's Meland.
I said it wrong. Thank you, but I had it correct. So
no,
thank you
yeah,
for that.
Yes, MelandTray. Yes.
And then I have 817-542-2487, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this is a cell phone, correct?
Yes, this is my cell phone.
Do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, or phone?
Both. Both is fine for me.
Okay. And do you have a best time of the day, or does it matter?
The best time of the day probably is like around 8 a.m.
Okay, perfect. And now you kind of already answered this, but this is the formal time. How many times a month do you think you used Roundup?
Oh yeah, I use it 4 times a month.
Yep, I wrote that down. So you used it 4 times a month. And now you're in California. Did you use it all year round?
You know, I'm not in California. I'm in Texas now.
Oh, you're in Texas now. Are you still using Roundup?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I stopped using that.
Okay. So when you were using Roundup, was it in California?
Yes.
Okay. So when you were in California using Roundup, did you use it all year round or did you just use it seasonally?
Yeah, I just use it like around like seasonally, like when the weeds would come up and stuff, and all the grass is going crazy.
Like spring and summer.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you used it 4 times a month and you used it for spring and summer, so roughly you probably used it maybe, let's see, May, June, July, August, September, 5 months. 4 times a month, maybe 20 times a year?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use Roundup for at least a full year before you got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And why did you stop using Roundup?
It was because of my thickness. I started having weight loss, and I had lymph nodes on the back, and I had chest pain.
Okay, let me write all that down. Weight loss, chest pains. And what'd you say about the back? Something about your back.
Lymph nodes on the back.
Nodes on the back.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's scary, dude.
Lymph nodes on the back.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
It was swollen.
That is scary stuff, especially when you don't know what's going on, right?
Yes, it was swollen, and then I was nervous.
Of course. Okay, now, when do you think you started using Roundup? You told me that you used it for a few years. Just your best approximate. When do you think that might have been? Like springtime of, you tell me.
It was May 2011.
Perfect. And then you stopped using it?
Around February 2017.
Perfect. And you already told me why you stopped using it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was because of illnesses, weight loss, chest pain, swollen nodes on back. You applied it seasonally. How did you apply it? Did you use a sprayer, backpack, premix? How'd you do it?
Yeah, it was a back sprayer.
Backpack. Did you ever wear any protective gear?
No.
Yeah, everybody says no because you weren't thinking about it. Now, this was a residential lot. Did you primarily use it to do, like, fence lines, curb gutters around the flower beds, things like that?
It was residential.
Okay, so fence lines, curbs, gutters?
Yes.
Okay. You can tell I've used it before.
All around. No, you sound very more professional.
Okay. Fence lines, curb gutters, sidewalks?
Yes. Yeah, because that's where it all be coming at.
That's
where we
right.
got to use it at.
That's right. Especially on curbs, gutters, sidewalks. All right. And you used it in California. I know you're in Texas now. And it was residential exposure. And, sir, that is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you were exposed directly through yard work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so you were exposed directly. And, sir, did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes. I personally sprayed myself.
Okay. And, yes, you were directly exposed. Now, let me ask you a question. When you were spraying the Roundup, was it always just you, or were you ever there when someone else sprayed it?
It was only me.
Okay. So you were always present during
the
application of Roundup. Now, you told me that you're using it about – and there's no right or wrong answer, but we want to get it right. You told me you use it about 20 times per year when you were in California back there. And if you had to total that all up, I think you said you were using it for about 6 years. Is that correct?
Yes.
I'll scroll back up and make sure. Okay, so yeah, so if you're using it for about 6 years, so if you multiplied the 40 exposures or so that you got annually or 20 exposures that you got annually, by 6 years, that would be approximately 120 exposures. Now, the question for you is...
I wonder why I got sick.
Well, That is a lot. But my question for you is how many exposures of Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime? And what I'm asking you here is to consider if there was any other times that you may have sprayed it an extra time or maybe a time where you didn't spray it. So 120 is the formula on what we talked about, but there is no right or wrong answer. So to ask you again, how many exposures do you think you've had in your lifetime?
That was about it.
Okay, we'll go with that. Thank you for that. Now, do you live near a water well when you were in California?
No.
Did you get water from a well when you were in California?
No. There's no water well nowhere.
I know that. Okay. Have you ever been exposed, to your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been, I know you're not old enough, but have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Have you ever been exposed, to your knowledge, of benzene?
No.
Now, when you used Roundup, did you use the concentrate or the premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. Now, when you, it's been a long time, I understand, but when you purchased Roundup, do you remember, did you go to Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart? Where did you go to buy it?
Walmart.
Walmart. And usually folks don't think to hang on to their receipts. Do you have any purchase information or can you obtain any? And if you can't, just tell me you can't.
No, not at this moment.
Okay. So you don't have any receipts either, correct?
No, but I can get the old bottles.
Oh, no, don't leave them alone. Don't touch them. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
There's just like some old bottles, like fresh bottles, no, but like some old bottles that I had thrown away and put to the side.
Okay, but you have no actual Roundup because we don't want you to touch that stuff. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, no. Oh, no. Okay. I can't get nowhere near it.
Okay,
nowhere.
Good. Thank you. Have you ever smoked cigarettes?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you ever lost any time or work become a surgery? Now, keep in mind, I will have to ask you the dates as well. So what it really means is if you lost time from work or surgery, treatment related to your condition, that you put in for paid time off.
Wait, your phone was breaking up. Say it again.
Have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to the NHL?
Wait, the phone is going in and out. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, there you go. Now say it again.
Have you ever missed any time from work because of surgery or treatments related to the NHL?
Oh, no.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Convicted?
No.
And who was your diagnosing physician when you got diagnosed for NEC?
It was Dr. Thomas for Hernan.
Thomas?
Let me spell his name. Yes, Dr. Thomas.
Just his last name.
Yes, Hernan. Which is HEFFERNAN.
Okay. And where is he located?
He's located in North Texas.
He's in Plano.
Yeah, it's in North Texas. Gynecology.
Oncologist. I've got him right here on my screen, but let me go back and ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
So you already had gone to Texas when you got your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure these dates all line up. That's okay. I found your doctor, so we're good. I just want to make sure everything's correct. I'm truly on your side. All right, let me see. Okay. So you used it in California, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved to Texas, and that's when you got your diagnosis and you're undergoing your treatment. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And you said it perfect. Okay. I'm just looking at everything.
Yes,
it makes sense. Okay.
No
problem. I'm going to copy and paste all of his information. He gets good reviews too, by the way. No, I must tell you, they all don't. So good for you.
I know. That's what I was about to say. Good. That's a good thing to know.
It is. All right. I'm just copying and pasting. Like I said, bear with me. He's even got his phone number and everything, so it makes it easy. He's not trying to hide from anybody. I always like that, too.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you, how has this lymphoma impacted your life? I mean, would you say it caused you anxiety, stress?
Yes. It gave me depression. I had depression for a while. I felt lonely. And when I was sick, I just felt hopeless.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I got all that. Anxiety, stress, depression, alone, helpless.
Yes.
All right. Do you have any medical records, or can you tell me that your medical records will indicate that you have cancer?
Yes. Okay. I can get medical records.
Okay. I needed to make sure that the medical record is going to indicate that there is a diagnosis of the NHL. And you told me yes.
Yes,
so that's,
sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Now, Dr. Thomas, you saw him at his office, but you also got treatment at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
Which hospital was that?
That was North Texas Gene Oncology.
North Texas.
Oncology.
I got it. I'm with you. I mispronounced so many words, dude.
It's okay.
All these big
words. I know
words.
Sometimes it'd be kind of hard for you to hear me, too.
It is a little bit, but you're a long ways away.
Yes. I know, right?
All right, North Texas. Oncology.
And then I have the address as well.
Oh, you know what? I just found it. But that's okay. Go ahead and give me what you have. Go ahead and give me what you have.
Okay, the address is 12200 Park Central Drive, Dallas, Texas. Zip code 75251.
75251?
Yes.
Okay. And that's North Texas?
Yes. Gynecology. Oncology.
Oncology, yeah. Boy, they took you pretty fast, too. Good for you.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, it's because I was sick.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. And is that also where you went for treatment?
Yes.
Okay. And that's also where you went for the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. That made it nice. Let me go back to Thomas. There's something I need to copy off of that. Perfect. Okay, got that. Got his phone number. Perfect. Okay, now, two dates that I'm looking for. The first one would be the date that you got treated at the hospital, and then the second one would be a date of, you don't have to be exact, but a date that you got treated like a follow-up or something. So did you get treated like right on your diagnosis date? Did they take you like right then and start, or what happened? They send you home and come back a couple of days later, or what happened?
They took me right then.
Did they really? Wow, you were. You were right. Okay. So they took you right in on the 20th.
Yeah.
And, all right, 2017. Let me go back down again. And by the way, you've already met the criteria. Now it's just a matter of getting the information in.
Okay.
So 5/20 of 2017. And then that was the first time you got treated. When did you go to the healthcare facility, or when did you get a follow-up treatment? Did you go back a week later, a month later? What do you say?
You say, when did I go back for what?
So you went to the hospital on the 20th and you got treated. Then they sent you home. When did you go back again to get a follow-up visit?
Oh, the next month.
Okay, good. So I just put 6/20/2017. Is that okay? That's about a month.
That's correct.
Okay. And then did you get receive chemo or immunotherapy?
Yes. For the treatment, I have received chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
Thank you. I checked them both. And what is your current address?
It's 2311 Basil Drive, Texas. Arlington, Texas, 76006.
That's where Nolan Ryan's from.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You're in Tarrant County. Is there any apartment number or anything?
Apartment number is apartment C-103.
C-103, gotcha.
Yeah. So 2311 Basil Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76006.
I got it. Thank you. We do require, we request an emergency contact. You're so polite. Everybody in Texas is always so friendly. I really mean that. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This allows us to continue your case in the event that we can't get a hold of you for an extended period of time. So could you please give me the name and a phone number of someone and who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Oh, okay. Yes, you can call my friend.
Okay. What's his first name?
His name is Steven.
Steven, that's my son's name. Steven, okay.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah. What's your friend's phone? What's Steven's phone number?
Is it 469, which is the area code?
Yes, sir.
And 773-0744.
Thank you, sir. And he's your friend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a good buddy of mine.
Good. All right. So that was actually the last question, but I do have some space here. Is there any additional details or information that you would like me to share regarding this case?
No, that was it.
Okay, let me just take a look and make sure I didn't miss anything here, because, again, I think you know by now I really want to be thorough on these things so I can help make sure you get your claim in. Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. I know you never know what's going to be on the other end, right, sir?
You never know. You never know.
That's right.
I'm just glad I put through this.
I am, too. I really, really am.
Thank you.
I mean, it is a formal question that I asked later on in the intake, but I usually ask people how they're doing, like, right up front. How you doing, okay? You know, because that's important to me. That's why I do this.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling way better now.
Good. Good. A lot of it is mental, too, though. You know that.
Oh, yes. I know. That's why I say I've kind of felt very lost. But now, since I got better and since I healed and since I made it to remission, and I feel way better.
Good for you. I'm so happy. I really, really mean that. All right. Looks like I missed one thing.
Thanks.
Let me see what it was. I'm just looking at everything right now. And I'm still, I know it's quiet, but I know if we didn't lose the connection.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm reading.
Kind of hear the phone going in and out a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why it does that.
It's okay, though. I'm still here.
Thank you, sir. All right.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. That was it. It was just a box I forgot to check. It wasn't even in question. Okay. Let me see now. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before, young man?
No.
Okay. I'm going to help you with this. Are you on you're on a cell phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. Let me look it over and make sure it's okay again one last time.
Okay.
I've actually got the actual document that I'm going to ask you to sign here on my screen. It is TRAVION, Wright, WRIGHT, 2311 Basil. Your birthday is 9/21 of 1986.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And I'm just looking. Looks like everything's good so far. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send that right now. Give it a second. It's spinning. Come on. Spinning. There you go.
Okay.
Should have just received a text message from me.
I did.
Go ahead and click on that text message.
Okay.
And the first thing it's going to ask you is, I think it's going to say, and I'm doing this from memory, I think it's going to ask you to click a box to agree to receive information from me electronically.
Yes. It says click yes or no, so I'll put yes.
Yes. And then continue. Basically, let me give you a tip on this. Anything that I'm going to want you to touch is going to be yellow.
Is yellow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay.
So it is going to ask you to make a signature. A little box will pop up, and you're going to want, once you make a signature in it, you're going to want to hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
So do you see where it says get started or start or anything like that?
Okay, yes. I see where it says start.
Hit start.
Now,
go ahead and
hit
start.
Okay. Okay, now I see.
Now what do you see on there?
Okay, now I see where it's a yellow box.
Yep.
It says accept, sign
yep.
here, client
yep.
signature.
Yep.
Okay. It's kind of hard to write in my hand.
Just do your best. That's all. If everybody
okay.
says that, what can I say? I can't make it bigger.
Right. I'm going to make it the best way I can.
Just do your best, sir. That's all we ask.
Okay. Okay. And then I click next and it says require sign here, signature.
Yep. Hit start or what? Is there a yellow thing? Touch it.
Yes.
Touch
hold
it.
On. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yep. And then it'll go to the next one.
Okay.
And then just when you're done, it'll say complete or you're all done.
Okay. Could I put my initials or do you still want me to sign the full name?
If it asks for initials, put in your initials.
Oh, okay.
Some of the firms do ask for initials.
Okay. Okay, I'm clicking on the next one. And it seems like it's putting it automatically for me.
Yep, that's exactly what it does.
Okay. And then push finish.
Yep. And give it a second to come back to me.
Okay. It says you may download or print.
Yep, you completed
okay.
it. You're done. All right, let me make you a couple text messages. Thank you for that, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. The first text message I just sent you right now. Oh, I sent it twice now. Sorry. I realize I sent it already today. That one is me, Randy Reese. Okay.
Okay.
And if you have any questions or, like I said, if you know anybody else that wants to talk to me about this claim, there's my number. And the second, I'm doing it right now. The second one is these guys. It's Pulaski. It's the firm that's going to reach out to you. And they're going to give you a call. So watch for that call. It's going to be within the next 24 to 48 hours to verify. And then you're
okay.
good to go. You're filed. So I do
okay.
appreciate you dealing with my patience or being patient with me on this call, but I think we did a really good job here. I don't see any mistakes. I'm going to continue to just check this over when I get off the phone with you. If I see anything, I'll call you back. But for the meantime, I think it looks good, and I think we're good to go unless you have any questions.
No, that's it.
Okay.
We did. You helped me out a lot.
Okay. Well, this is how it just gets started. And again, Mr. Wright, it truly has been a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad you're feeling better, man, because I did listen to what you were saying, and I know what you went through. And, you know, I'm so sorry that happened. And I really have, you know, a purpose on this, and that's getting you guys help. So, you know
hey,
what, dude?
Man, one thing I can say is thank you, man, because it's good to just be alive and hear people say, you know, we're sorry for what you went through, and we're here for you.
And we're on your side, too. All right. You have a blessed day, young man, okay?
Okay, you too, sir.
All right. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.